Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my radio show on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio here in Silicon Valley. We talk about it. We broaden the conversation. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. I am feeling kind of interesting today, but before we get to that, thank you for tuning into today's radio show. I appreciate your listenership nationally, locally, internationally. Thank you for tuning in. You don't have to, but glad you did. And we're going to talk about it today. I am broadcasting live here from my office, trying to get to you. You can dial in today's show. You can dial into today's show at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868 if you want to get on air with me today. I am Margaret Jackson, Silicon Valley business coach, radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio. And I'm feeling random today. I'm feeling like a random chat. There's so much going on. It's almost hard not to go random, to go off the rails and talk about some things that's impacting us. Just to start, right? Business, life, vaccinations, no vaccines, no vaccinating. I'm not going to get vaccinated. Yes, I'm going to get vaccinated. All kinds of crazy stuff going on, right? Professional world, crazy stuff, and so many different things going on. And vaccinations, by the way, is not crazy. It's the right thing to do, the smart thing to do. COVID is no respecter of persons, that's for sure. So here's the deal. I've kind of got this routine, and maybe it's more than just a routine. When I start my day, I'm up. I love to have my quiet time. I love to, don't like starting my day, rushing into my day and not having that quiet time, not having that moment. There's something about the early hours of the morning that's really special, that's really kind of cool, and I can tap into getting close to God and complaining sometimes of what's going on, whining. It's just random today. I get into my day and I have this thing. I like to go to Yahoo News, what's going on, what's in the news. You know what bothers me? I'm bothered of all of the pain and suffering that we're seeing. And I'm almost like, what is going on with people? What are they thinking? What is happening? It's like the United States is having a meltdown. And I'm saying here in the United States. Now, I'll tell you this. I also like checking around the world and see what's going on in other news around the world. In the United States, love my country, patriotic. But what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Why are people just losing it? When you look at the news, it's like, what? From kids being killed by their parents to, I just have to shake my head and I'm wondering, what's going on? You know, as a pandemic has forced out the crazy in people. I don't know. We're trying to get back to work. We're trying to get back into the office. We're trying to build our businesses. We're trying to do something. This has been a time of, I almost feel like a reset. Are we resetting in some areas? If you want to get random with me, you can call in at, call in at 319. Actually, that's the wrong number. 516-531-9868. That's 516-531-9868. I'm random because I'm frustrated. I'm working my tail off every day. I'm working my tail off. I'm supporting small businesses. I'm so proud of so many of these businesses wanting and requesting the help of the Inclusivity Project with the Small Business Development Center here in Northern California to support the health and wellness of Black businesses. We lost almost 50% of our Black businesses nationwide, 41%. And they're coming out asking for help, and I'm supporting them. I'm working hard. I'm building my own business. We're working. I'm getting on air. I'm doing, and I'm reading the garbage that I'm seeing in the news, the pain, the suffering, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out, how can I do more? How can I save that life that shouldn't have been taken? And I know you carry the weight of the world. We, as a global community, you, me, the global community, should carry our communities, carry our children, and help them grow to become productive citizens of the global community. And then you're looking, and I'm looking through these eyes of, you watch these children Disney movies, and there's no, we're not hearing the birds singing. The animals singing, and everything's okay. Everything's not okay. We're trying to get vaccinated, and we've got a resurgence of different strands of COVID. And for the life of me, I don't get it. I don't get it. I saw the footage from Florida for spring break. I don't understand. I don't understand. And maybe I'm just naive. Maybe I'm naive. I don't know. But I don't understand the willingness to take the risk of, I'm not going to pick a fight with COVID. I'm just not going to do it. Do I think I would be okay? I believe with all my heart that I would be okay, because I believe in the purpose and destiny and fulfillment of that in my life. I believe that I'm on assignment. I believe that there is something and some things that I need to accomplish. But COVID to me is like a train barreling down the track. And I can either get on the track and be run over deliberately, or I could stand in the safe zone and let it pass. I'm not going to pick a fight with COVID. You can't get me to do it. It's not going to happen. Random chat. You're listening to Margaret Jackson from AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio here in Silicon Valley, extending my show on Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended, where we talk about it. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. as leaders, and when you have platforms to speak and opportunities, you have to feel like you have to maintain your behavior, make sure that you are acting right, responding politically correct. I'm excited and I'm frustrated and angry at the same time, because I believe that we could be doing better. I'm frustrated that I'm not doing enough. And what is that enough? What could that be? I don't know. I know that when I open the news, and granted, the news, stories are slanted, can be slanted. But you know what you can't slant is a loss of life. And I grieve and I mourn with people I've never even met. Last week I lost someone dear to me. I had no idea. Just to me it was out of nowhere. I live very far from where I grew up, and I don't always get the latest news. And it had me stuck for several days. And life goes on. COVID is not taking everyone out. Life, health, things are happening to people in different ways. Growth thinking, growth mindset. I like growth mindset because it expands your thinking. My limited perspective to a more broad perspective on what you can accomplish or not. What are you going to accomplish? What are you going to accomplish? I'm working with these small businesses, and I mean, I have them on agendas, homework, getting their business model together. They're doing idea assessments. We're looking at feasibility analysis. We're building business model plans, business plans for them to not be self-employed, but to create a business system. And in the middle of us, we've got crazy life happening. We've got all these things happening that a business coach that is not a lifestyle radio show host is talking about. You know why? And I've taught this many times, and I would say this to those that have worked for me and continue to work for me. If you are crazy, if home is crazy, it's crazy at work. It's crazy. You're emotionally, something's going on. So if home is crazy, you can expect crazy at work. If we can settle some of these things down, if we can be a bigger support, be a part of the solution rather than part of the problem, maybe we can impact in a better way, in a healthier way. That think about this. Just in your corner of the world, wherever you're at, let's just say your street or the place that you live in the community that is your next door neighbors. And the homes on that street, the people there, how many people are there? Women, children, adults, moms, dads, sisters, brothers, cousins. And if we focused on living the most optimal life, each person, just in your neck of the woods, just right where you're at. Your children are being taught to live their most optimal being. Whatever it is, whatever it is. People are in different places. People are healthy. People are not healthy. People are sick. A lot of things going on. But whatever that is matters. And if we could live that, just a little bit of that, what are the solutions? What are the problems? What global change would take place? Because you matter. Your decisions matter. Your wanting to make choices that are the best and healthiest choices matters. So, well, no, I'm not a psychologist. People have issues. Yes, they do. But is it okay to believe? Is it okay to believe that it's possible to make one choice, one decision that matters, that's good, that causes a ripple effect? Maybe it's a smile when we can see them again. I remember I was sitting in City of San Jose, City Hall. And I was working with a client to get their business started. They were getting their business license, working through that. This was a senior citizen starting a business. Crazy, awesome, right? And so I was sitting at this table, and it's full of people. This is pre-pandemic. This is years ago. And I see this lady I don't know, have never seen since, afar off. And she's smiling, make eye contact, and she's smiling. And I thought to myself, what an awesome gift. And as she got closer, making her way across the room, when she barely, almost, just about to pass me, before she could, I said, thank you. And she knew what I meant, because by this time, I'd given her back what she'd given to me. It was a smile. And in that moment, we chatted for a few moments. And I thank people for their smiles. They don't have to give you the smile. Maybe they need a smile. Random chat today. If you want to call in and get random with me, you can dial in at 516-531-9868. But I care. I care about our future. I care about our children. I care about the legacy that I'm going to leave behind. I refuse. So COVID, when we, let's just be clear. Let's just be clear that COVID, the virus, was in this country in 2019. Let's just say, for argument's sake, last quarter of 2019. I was in Hawaii in January, just holidays. COVID didn't show up in February and early March when they shut the nation down. It's already here. It was already here. But as we shut down and the severity of the lives that it's robbing our world of these lives. And I wonder if some of these lives are lost because of just the fear that may have gripped them because they got a COVID diagnosis. I don't know. What they took with them when they left the planet, what you take with you when you leave the planet. And I hold on to this. I refuse to leave this planet without fulfilling the destiny on my life. I refuse to leave the planet. You have to refuse to leave without fulfilling your God-given destiny. You have to say no to the struggles that hit you. You have to say no. I'm not going to give in to my world falling apart and it sucks and I don't like it and it's a lot of pain. But you got great destiny on your life. Our kids have to be more responsible. We have to help them be responsible with their actions. I'm reading in the news, just grieve me, the young girl that senior in high school that was accidentally killed by her friend because they were practicing shooting guns in the backyard. Lives gone in a second. Business is gone. Moments lost. Love your family. Love those around you. The arguments are not worth it. And yes, there's some that are just going to be difficult. But you know what you can do? You can do your best. Whatever's within your power and abilities to do right to other people. Because, well, they didn't do right by me. It sucks. And it happens. I can tell you, I am no stranger to people doing the wrong things to me when I'm trying to do the right things. That's their behavior. Their behavior doesn't dictate who I am going to be. They don't have that kind of power in my life. My character doesn't change because someone else's character is twisted. My character has to stay intact. Does it frustrate me? Does it make me angry at times when I'm in those? Absolutely, I'm human. Do I want to just snap and just come up with some brand new explicitives? Sometimes. And sometimes I just don't. We choose how we're going to respond. Peace is not really that difficult to accomplish. I don't subscribe to there not being middle ground somewhere. And I might not be able to find middle ground with you, but it won't be because I'm not trying to get there. It'll be because you're refusing to get there. So we've got businesses, we've got life, we've got a virus chasing people down. We've got our careers. People have lost their jobs because of this pandemic, because of their businesses, their companies have shut down. People are hurting. kids are taking their own lives because of being closed in. We got to build stronger. We have to build not just businesses, but we have to build our spirits back up. We have to build our hearts back up. We have to pour back in to one another. And we have to show our young people that there's hope. They don't say, that's okay, but keep on hoping. Keep on believing. Keep on pressing. You got destiny on your life. You got something that's bigger than you that requires you to achieve and to accomplish. Steve Jobs, I want to make a ding on the universe. Chadwick Boseman said, when I die and I stand before God, I want to be able to say, I used everything that you gave me. You matter. I don't know where you're at and what you're going through, what your situation is, who you might be pissed off at. I don't know. Who you want to get even with, let it go. Build something better. Build something great. Walk away from hard situations that toxic people that want to be toxic. I don't know how to get out. Get help. Find somewhere. There's always a way of escape. And I mean in a healthy way. We've got people suicidal. It's never the answer. I've got a friend who's a fantastic therapist. She's just absolutely fantastic. And I was listening to her speak at this event one day, and she said, you know, people don't want to commit suicide. They just want the pain to stop. And if you don't know where to get help and you're not sure where to get it, email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and I'm going to make it easier. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And we'll find you some help. We'll find you some support. I know this is kind of random chat, but I care. I care. I care. I care. And it's eating me up not to be a bigger support, not to say something. I got to say something. I can't stand by and keep looking and saying, we got a bigger responsibility. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to continue to do my part. I'm going to keep pressing and keep coming at you. I'm going to keep challenging you to be better. I'm out of here.